Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. There's a new player in the 24-hour channel universe tracking sunshine, rain, wind, and snow. Fox Weather. What's the forecast for day one and beyond? Get it from parent Fox News Media Executive Vice President Jeff Collins when he joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, a big TV year for George Lopez, WWE goes New Year's Day, our new classic trivia question, two prizes in play, and parting words for a People's Court maker. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. I present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Verbal, and Reason. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in our program. Great to have you with us this Monday for a later-than-usual edition of the program all about TV's current and future. 74 degrees at the top of the hour, and we invite you to be part of the program today. Great guests coming over the next half hour, and we invite you to be involved. How do you do that? You pick up the phone, you dial in, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio. Another way we get you involved in our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. To use the phone or the room, either way, you're involved. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk, Speaker, TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions of being live with you. Jeff Collins from Fox News Media joins me here in the Big Apple after a pair of news notes. Looks like 2022 will be a TV comeback year for comedian actor George Lopez. Already set to star and executive produce upcoming Amazon drama Once Upon a Time in Aslan, Lopez and daughter Mayan have now a pilot order at NBC for new comedy Lopez vs. Lopez, described as a working-class family affair about dysfunctional reconnection. The undertaking reunites George Lopez with Bruce Helfer, the co-creator of ABC's George Lopez sitcom that successfully ran from 2002 to 2007. And we've got a trio of developments at Peacock to unveil this afternoon. The mega content venture of NBC Universal will carry WWE's first ever New Year's Day wrestling event, day one, live from Atlanta's State Farm Arena on a pay-per-view basis. Separately, Peacock greenlighted two scripted series, crime thriller The Missing from Uber creator and producer David E. Kelly and Comedy Killing It featuring Craig Robinson. Yes, that's the Craig Robinson of all the pizza commercials where he's testing out that pineapple pizza, three toppings, in commercials you may have seen all over the TV dial. We will have more news notes, quickies, at the top of the hour. But right now, joining us live from Fox headquarters here in the Big Apple, the Executive Vice President of Ad Sales for Fox News Media, the parent of Fox Weather, which launched at 6 a.m. this morning Eastern Time, Jeff Collins. Jeff, congratulations. Welcome to our program.
Thanks, Simon. It's great to be here with you. It's a big day for all of us over at Fox News Media with this launch. So we're incredibly excited to be out and be out talking about it.
What kind of an opening day has it been for Fox Weather?
You know, it's been fantastic. And, you know, we right now are trending number one in the App Store, the number one free app within the App Store above the larger platforms like TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. So I think that just speaks to the consumer demand as well as just the power of Fox Corp to be able to promote, you know, a new product like this. You have the power of Fox News Media. You have some of the biggest sporting events with the NFL and football right now. So, you know, I'm not surprised it's off to a fantastic start. You know, it's been wonderful to see. Everybody's very excited.
And we should also point out before going further, it's also available on smart TV sets and smart devices, and it's also running on Tubi, the multi-channel bundle that Fox owns, which, by the way, we will have a Tubi program featured on our next episode on Wednesday, less than 48 hours from now. Why is Fox Weather happening? How is this service going to be different from all the other weather services that have made television happen over the last, so, you know, 30, 40 years?
Well, listen, I think if you look at Fox Corp overall, you know, we certainly have a history of building businesses within markets that others thought were probably saturated, no pun intended there. And I think weather is no different. I think we looked at the weather genre. We know that there's a tremendous amount of consumer interest from our consumers into weather. We can't cover it to the depth we would like just within short segments on air on a larger news network. So we've wanted to develop a service that really filled what we thought were some of the gaps out there. Number one, just really around the ability to customize. So offering more customization within the app experience. Also, areas like innovation. We rolled out a new 3D radar service within the app that's very cool for folks that are very much into the weather. And then finally, I think it's just a much more comprehensive service than you're really getting elsewhere. There is a lot of players in weather, but we don't feel like there's anyone that's able to offer as comprehensive of an offering as we can. We have obviously the strength of all of our news gathering operations around Fox News, but we also have our local station group and 120 meteorologists across that group. So when you put all of that together, it really creates a very special and unique offering that we think that there's going to be a lot of demand for. And if day one is any indication, there certainly will be.
My understanding is that the format is 2 or 3 hour blocks that have dual anchors. The first block was 6 to 9 a.m. local time. Then it was 9 a.m. to noon. You're now in – we now have block number 3. Block number 4 is, I think, have already begun. Give us a sense of how a day will go, and will there be certain elements of weather stress, let's say, in the morning rather than in prime time?
Yeah, listen, I think you're going to see in the morning we're going to be getting people up and ready for work, giving them a sense for what's happening around their regions, but also around the country. As we get a little bit further into the evening, maybe devoting a little bit more time to some more, in-depth stories that are happening that are weather-related around the country. I think like any service, we're very cognizant of people's times and their modes that they are in. And I think certainly in the morning, we're very understanding that people want to, get their weather, get a better understanding of it, and then to be able to plan their days and move on.
What kind of plans are there for, let's say, special segments devoted to particularly, let's say, tropical updates or environmental issues or climate change or, let's say, weather trends or how weather impacts different elements of life or different elements of living?
For our sales team is the ability to go out and talk to clients and advertisers around special segments that we can air that are weather related, that are also contextually relevant for our clients. Cold and flu reports for consumer packaged goods advertisers. Those are going to be very important elements, not just for the service to reach consumers, but also for our advertising partners as well. We'll also be allowing our advertising partners to take advantage of weather triggers. So when the temperature reaches a certain level in a certain region, or if it snows or rains in a particular region, they can dynamically add certain creative messaging based on that weather. So, those are, as I said, very important, not only just for the consumer base out there, but certainly for a lot of our clients too.
You're hearing Jeff Collins. He is the Executive Vice President of Ad Sales for parent Fox News Media. That is the parent of Fox Weather, which today is their opening day. Fox Weather is available on the Internet at foxweather.com. It is also available on smart TV sets and smart devices in various ways, including Tubi, Fox's multi-channel bundle. And Jeff joins me here in the Big Apple this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Tom and Abbott with you live from New York. Happy you're with us on this Monday, kicking off a week of 3 episodes to wrap up your October 2021. If you have a question or comment for Jeff, bring it in, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Speaking of Tubi, we're going to feature one of the original programs that is now happening in that bundle on Wednesday's episode, our special midweek edition of the program at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Tubi, on Friday, is launching one of their original made-for-TV movies that they've started. It's called Harlan Manor. Yes, it's in time for Halloween. It's all about a haunted house named Harlan Manor, and a paranormal team that is trying to get rid of those ghosts and goblins. We'll speak with the co-writer and director of the film, Stephen R. Monroe. And then we'll find out about another multi-channel bundle that is launching called Clix TV. It has some very interesting features. We'll speak with the 3 co-founders of the service, Ed Sullivan, Patricia Sullivan, and former CNN executive who's been on our show before, Stacey Jonah. That's all coming up Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Jeff, take us through the getting this network together. What's it been like to get together the team of meteorologists? What's it been like to get them through their paces so that they're ready to go on the opening day? A day, by the way, which has been highlighted by this bomb cyclone that's hitting all over the Pacific coast, as well as other weather that's impacting the Midwest now and will impact here in New York and the East Coast tomorrow.
Yeah, listen, I think, there's never been a time where weather has had a greater impact on our lives. We have all witnessed that over the course of just the last several months and certainly the last several years. So we feel it's a very good time to be launching this service because weather is first and foremost in all of our minds each and every single day, not just to plan our days, but to your point, because of, more and more extreme weather that's occurring. So just for safety reasons as well. And we'll be covering those topics and reporting on those facts as we will all other parts of weather news. As you take a look, we did hire just a fantastic group of meteorologists out there. I think one of the things that Fox Corp has always done incredibly well when we've entered a new space, whether it's the NFL or Fox News, is we've taken a medium that could probably use a little bit of refreshing, we've made it look very, very good and very solid. The graphics, the set looked fantastic, very, very modern. And then all of our anchors and meteorologists are not only incredibly talented, but also very relatable to the community. And I think that's, again, the difference that you do get with Fox Corp is that we've done that across news, we've done that across sports, and now we're going to be doing that across weather. So, yes, everybody's been practicing in terms of the lead-up and rehearsing for this big day. And I think as you watch the service right now, you can tell we were ready, and we were ready for these big weather events.
Are some of the meteorologists on camera at Fox News Channel going to be doing double duty in some capacity with, like, Janice Dean and Rick Reichman and so forth, that will be doing double duty at Fox Weather?
You're going to get a little bit of crossover. This morning, for instance, you had Bill Hemmer on set, and you had, as part of America's Newsroom, you had Fox Weather featured. So, of course, we're going to be doing some crossover on both to cross-promote both services. And I think that's one of the reasons, again, why you saw just the huge amount of interest in the app this morning and all the downloads that you saw is just that promotional power that we do have. And again, we really feel like there was an opportunity to more deeply ingrain a weather service into people's lives. And we're excited for the customization elements that we have, like the ability to plan events ahead and be able to get forecasts ahead, the ability to load in multiple locations and easily flip between them so you can not only keep tabs on how your weather is doing, but how your relatives and friends' weather is doing or how your next destination, the weather is there. So, there's a lot of very cool elements that we're confident are going to resonate with consumers.
Will there be any tie-ins with Fox Business Network, whether it is business travel weather, whether it is how the weather is impacting commodity prices or commodities themselves?
Yeah, you're going to see cross-promotion throughout all of the Fox News media properties, so Fox Business is no different. And we will be cross-promoting it and utilizing Fox Weather as needed across all of our properties, particularly as it has an impact on any way in terms of moving the markets or moving business. Likewise, I think, you could be seeing that that kind of promotion across sports as well. So there's a lot of opportunity, and again, weather impacts every part of our lives. It impacts most parts of our business here over at Fox Corp, so we're excited about that.
Mm-hmm. When the Weather Channel started back in 1982, and I was there to see the launch at the National Cable Television Show, John Coleman, who had originated the channel, former weatherman for ABC's Good Morning America Chicago, was very foresightful in terms of putting together a technology called the Weather Star, would allow every 10 minutes the local forecast to show up graphically on the screen. And later on, it would also take in local advertising or tie in with national advertisers on the local level. What ability does Fox Weather have in terms of showcasing local forecasts?
Well, listen, I think as a result of us being a digital-first network, we absolutely have that capability to be able to serve, more relevance, not only weather, but also ads to consumers based on the region that they're going to be logging on from. So I think, one of the limitations that you have with just a straight-up linear network is, certainly there's challenges there. They found an interesting workaround, but our being digitally native gives us a lot of capabilities in that local space to be able to and reach consumers with much more precise messaging across the whole country based on, again, where they're going to be logging on in from. And a lot of our advertisers have been incredibly excited about that as well because, again, that offers them the ability to target their messaging based on the weather patterns that are happening within particular regions, but also particular regions where they might be looking to target.
Mm-hmm. How has it been for the forecasters themselves to go, if they've come from local stations, to go from being, doing 5-minute, 3-minute weather casts on their local newscast to a more like 2-3 hour shift? And one of those people, by the way, and one of the newcomers to Fox Weather is Amy Fries, the former weekend weathercaster here in New York on WABC-TV, Channel 7 Eyewitness News. What's it been like for her and everybody else who've come from a local station background to do this kind of expanded weather programming?
Well, certainly I would let them speak to what their experiences have been, but one thing I can tell you just from meeting many of them is they are so incredibly passionate about the weather I think that they would all agree that the more that they have an opportunity to dive deeper into these weather stories, the better. And again, that's one of the limitations of being, when you're just covering weather as part of a much larger and broader news experience, is unfortunately you can't dive too deep into those areas. But you have a lot of meteorologists and talent that have been wanting to dive deeper on a lot of these issues that just haven't had the time or the bandwidth. So again, not to speak for them, but I would venture to say that they're all very excited to be able to speak deeper and speak longer about the issues that they're so passionate about.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that Amy was able to do here in New York, as well as other forecasters elsewhere, was use augmented reality to showcase weather trends. The Weather Channel sort of started this several years ago with special reports about, let's say, how a flood happens or how a tornado gets its power together. Is augmented reality being used on Fox Weather, and if so, how?
I'd have to get back to you on exactly how they're going to be using AR, but I do know that, we're utilizing all of the technology that we have available to us and, adding some new elements in, as I mentioned earlier, like the 3D radar, which will be very unique for consumers to be able to utilize. Technology is going to be, again, being a digitally first platform, technology is going to be an incredibly important part of this initiative.
By the way, what makes the radar 3D? How is it visualized on the screen?
So, if you could actually pull it up on your app and then go on in, as opposed to just getting a view over the top down, you actually can pull it up. And using your fingers to navigate, you can pull it up and look at it so that you're actually getting a side angle. So you could see the depth of, say, a system or rain as it's coming on in, not just, red or yellow, but actually the depth of the system as well. So it's a much more detailed look at the overall weather systems as they're coming on into regions, which is it's important for a lot of folks as they're trying to plan their days, around, I might see it's going to rain, but I don't really know how much it's going to rain. We think we're giving people a little bit more detail into the how much than maybe historically they had gotten.
Fox Weather is now in its first day of its existence, and you can find it at foxweather.com, also available all over the web, and it's available on smart TV sets and devices, either through Fox Now, the Fox News app, Fox Weather's own app, or as part of Tubi, the Fox own multi-channel bundle. Jeff Collins is Executive Vice President and Sales at Tarrant Fox News Media. He's live with us here in the Big Apple this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. If you have a question or comment for him, our remaining moments with Jeff, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got a bunch of news and quickies for you. We got our classic trivia question for you. We'll give you the answer to the question we've been posing the last 2 weeks, and a brand new question with two prizes in play. Plus, we'll have some thoughts about one of the people who made the People's Court happen 40 years ago, who passed away this past Friday. His name is Stu Bullitt. You want to know about him, and we'll tell you about him after the top of the hour. Jeff, given ad sales is your field, what's the ad response so far to Fox Weather?
It's been tremendously positive. It's, advertisers are excited about the service. They're excited about the degree of customization that we can offer. And I think above all else, just the degree of context that we can offer that's consistent with a lot of their brand messaging. There's really, as I said, sort of two areas that we've been working with clients on. Number one is making sure that they have the right creative messaging that could marry on into the content that they're surrounding themselves with, either the actual editorial content or the weather, the particular weather in a region where their ad is going to be running. So those two areas for advertisers are incredibly excited to be able to link their messaging closer to the context of what's happening within the editorial content. Advertisers are always looking for, brand safe content at scale. Certainly the weather, Fox Weather, offers that for a lot of our clients. So they're incredibly excited. The reaction to the set and the talent today has been consistent with everything that we've been telling our advertisers, which, they're all incredibly excited by the look, by the technology that's being utilized, and by, the relatability of the personalities that are on the network. And, I think that's everything that we had promised them.
Who are some of the initial advertisers or product categories?
In terms of product categories at launch, we have your more traditional advertisers in categories like finance. We have quite a few financial advertisers, entertainment, auto, home goods, and travel. But we also have, some more niche categories that, are more, again, contextually aligned with, say, a weather service. So we have PERC, which, is promoting the safe use of propane, which, again, makes a lot of sense on a weather service. So, we have sort of your traditional advertisers as well as some that are, certainly more custom that you would see, maybe only on a weather service.
Mm-hmm. And what about, let's say, products that are aligned with weather in some way, like, for example, home repair products or tools or lawnmowers or, let's say, Phil's wonderful Flex Tech products, things like that?
Yeah. In fact, I kind of more broadly put those under home goods, but absolutely. Those are we have quite a few of those on board right now. And, again, they're trying to link their messaging. And, one of the benefits of coming on in early as a sponsor within Fox Weather has been the ability to get some of that real estate that we know is going to go very quickly and that we know advertisers are going to be craving, which is the real estate that is more closely aligned with what their product is doing or what their product messaging is.
As you know, Jeff, more and more smart TV sets and devices now have artificial intelligence voice services built in, which allow the viewer to control the set with their voice as well as remote control. What do you see as the possibility of interactive advertising or interactive content at some point being part of Fox Weather?
Listen, I think any service where you have a consumer asking for it by name, I think would only benefit a service like Fox Weather, where there's such brand affinity for Fox Corp and Fox News and Fox Sports and Entertainment that I think Fox Weather will be a natural for that. You know, at this point, we're monitoring the technology very closely, and you know, as those opportunities become available, we'll be leaning into them very early on.
Yeah. Tip, before you go, how do you and Sherry Berg, who's the head of Fox Weather, how do you and your executive team and development team and the forecast themselves, how do they see this service evolving over year one, year two, and beyond?
Well, listen, I mean, I think, you know, we're off to an incredible start on day one of year one. And I think what you're going to see is we're going to continue to be on the cutting edge of technology. And there's more new and interesting ways for us to be delivering weather to consumers. And so I think there's two areas that we're going to continue to be very focused on and evolving, and that's innovation. So how can we continue to innovate to bring the weather to consumers in new and unique ways, as well as personalization and customization. You know, how do we more deeply ingrain this experience into consumers' lives so we become indispensable in their daily lives? And I think those are two areas that will continue to evolve and we'll continue to be pushing in moving forward.
Fox Weather, now in day one of what will be a tremendous run. And if you haven't seen Fox Weather yet, you can catch it on the web at foxweather.com. It's foxweather.com. If you have a smart TV set, a smart TV device, chances are you can get Fox Weather in some fashion. And if you have Tubi, which is the multi-channel bundle that Fox owns, you definitely can get it because it's on one of the channels. Once again, for more details about the service, you can go to foxweather.com. Day one and much more to come. Jeff Collins, Executive Vice President of Ad Sales at Fox News Media, the parent of Fox Weather, thank you very much for making time on day one to be with us. Congratulations to Sherry, the whole team at Fox News Media and Fox Weather, and all the meteorologists involved in front and behind the camera for hopefully the beginning of what will be a fantastic run.
No, thank you so much, Tommy. We're very excited. We're very encouraged to see the early results so far. But thanks again for your time.
You're very, very welcome, and yours too. Take care. All the greatest.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Jeff Collins, Executive Vice President of Fox News Media, joining me here in New York. More tomorrow will be televised coming your way, but first some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. Have you heard that Dune, the movie that came out this weekend, made $40 million at the box office? A lot of people like the adaptation of Frank Herbert's classic science fiction novel, All Those Sandworms, and you can enjoy it, too, with your ears. How? With a trial run at Audible.com, because Dune is one of the audiobooks that you can get when you make a trial subscription to Audible.com. If you haven't heard, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and very much inspiration. There's nearly 250,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, all of our podcast sites, and our website, tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, that's audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook, a one-month trial, great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com, and health and wellness information that could be a big lifesaver for you with someone you know while it lasts. Plus, here's some more news. If you're already an Amazon Prime member customer, you get two audiobooks for your trial of one, including one from the growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio series and podcast productions, best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. Oh, and if you decide after your trial run to become an Audible subscriber, you will get 46% off one of your books every month. That's right, nearly half off your subscription for the first 4 months for the audiobook that you get. That's a super deal, especially in light of the holidays coming up. So for all the details, go to audibletrial.com/televised. Oh, yeah, did I forget? Makes a great gift for you or someone you love. And it's the time to think about it with Halloween coming up this weekend, Thanksgiving, and, of course, Hanukkah and Christmas, Kwanzaa, et cetera, too. So remember, give audible.com/trial a try. That's audible.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised for all details. When we come back at the top of the hour, News No Quickies, classic trivia questions and answers, and some thoughts about one of the makers of the People's Court, which started 40 years ago this fall. All that after we pause at the top of the hour for web identification. You get the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tune.com. Together, reach over 65 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Tonight, you can catch one of Blog Talk Radio's most popular shows in any category, The Key of the Unplugged Show. It's music, it's entertainment, a whole lot more. The Key of the Unplugged Show, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, that's BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised on this Monday, the 25th of October, 2021. Welcome those of you just joining us at the top of the hour. We appreciate you being aboard. We've got some more things coming your way before we wrap up halfway through this half hour. And we kick it off with some news note quickies. Amazon's IMDb.TV will go forward with Primo. That's Primo, a dramedy based on the teenage life of author Shay Serrano in San Antonio, Texas. Hamilton and Bull co-star Christopher Jackson is a first-look content development pack with CBS Studios. Jackson has his own production outlet, Honorific Entertainment, with a number of projects in the works. The Jonas Brothers will get a roast in their honor November 23rd on Netflix. Kenan Thompson will headline the hour-long special. John Legend will be among the roastees and musical guests. And a new study from research firm Magnite estimates 55 million U.S. households watch content exclusively. That's all their content exclusively on smart TV sets. That's like 40% of all U.S. TV homes. Once again, this new study from Magnite, popular research firm, estimates that at this time, 55 million U.S. households are watching all their content exclusively on smart TV sets. And that's like 40% of all U.S. TV homes. And that is news notes for today. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week. Well, we had a question the last 2 weeks that nobody picked up, so nobody got the unofficial Hocus Pocus cookbook. Here was the question. Who hosted the first and last episodes of ABC's The Hollywood Palace? The answer, one of the great entertainers of all time, Mr. Bing Crosby, who later in his career, became a TV producer for such shows as Ben Casey and Hogan's Heroes. Bing Crosby was the entertainer who hosted the first and the last episodes of ABC's The Hollywood Palace. First one in September 1974, last one in 1970. And incidentally, Bing Crosby hosted The Hollywood Palace during its run more than any other guest host. I believe it was like 15, 16 times over the course of its 1964 to 1970 run. So that's the answer to our last classic trivia question. Now let's give you a new one. And if you're first with the correct answer, we have two prizes in play. First, we have, again, the unofficial Hocus Pocus cookbook based on the popular, iconic 1990s movie, which I understand is being remade. And the second is from Nickelodeon, The SpongeBob SquarePants Survival Guide by David Lohman. It tells you how you can survive everything from wild jellyfish, how to tame them, to escaping a pool of tartar sauce. Great for your kids and your whole family. The SpongeBob SquarePants Survival Guide by David Lohman. And you can get it if you know the answer to this question. Before he became the most trusted man in America, or person in America, back in the early 1960s, as he was the anchor person of the CBS Evening News, Walter Cronkite hosted a variety of CBS News programming. Everything from The 20th Century, which ran 9 years, and its sequel, The 21st Century, in the 1960s. There was You Are There, as well as political conventions. You Are There, by the way, was the TV program where CBS News correspondents went back to major events over the course of time and report on them as if they were actually happening live. Well, in 1954, the summer of 1954 to be exact, Walter Cronkite hosted a game show, a Goodson Todman game show. That's the question. Name the CBS game show hosted by Walter Cronkite in 1954. Name the CBS game show hosted by Walter Cronkite in the summer of 1954. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win the unofficial Hocus Pocus cookbook and our second prize of the week, the SpongeBob SquarePants Survival Guide provided by Nickelodeon and written by David Lumen. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, play in the win. Do it today. And all the very best. Until 40 years ago, the fall of 1981, daytime court programming was basically either recreations of actual cases or scripted totally with actors playing in both situations. There were shows like Day in Court on ABC. There was Divorce Court in syndication and other shows both on primetime and daytime television, on network and syndication. But in 1981, the fall of 1981, 40 years ago, this very autumn, a game show associate producer named Stu Billett got together with Ralph Edwards, the man who gave us such iconic shows as This Is Your Life and Truth of Consequences, and a man named John Masterson to put together a daytime courtroom program, half hour, where real litigants in small claims court would take their cases, no matter where they stood, out of court, and as they said in the opening title, had them debated here in our forum. Of course, I'm talking about the People's Court, presided over by Judge Joseph Wapner, with Rusty the Bailiff and Doug Llewellyn, former Washington, D.C. news personality at WTOP Channel 9, Eyewitness News there. I saw him doing the Doug's World thing on the 5:30 Eyewitness News for a number of years when I was at American University as the court reporter who would then interview the litigants afterward and set the case up as well. The People's Court, under its original half-hour version, ran 12 years from 1981 to 1993, and along the way, Billett and Edwards won 4 Emmy Awards for their work. Later on, the show was revived in 1997. Former Mayor Ed Koch was one of the original hosts, along with Carol Martin, former CBS WCBS-TV news reporter. And the show still continues today in its hour-long format with Harvey Levin as the sort of reporter. And Doug Llewellyn is back also in his role, along with Judge Marilyn Millar presiding over the cases, which continue to be small claims court cases decided in the People's Courts Forum. Stu Billett later went on to not only do the People's Court, be an executive consultant to the current version, but also did more court shows, Superior Court, which was scripted, Moral Court, which was not, I believe it featured Larry Elder, now the popular radio host, national radio host of Los Angeles, who was a candidate for the recall of California Governor Gavin Newsom a few months ago, and other programs in daytime television. In case you haven't heard, this past Friday, Stu Billett passed away. He died of natural causes in Los Angeles, and he, according to the People's Court publicist, the current version, he was surrounded by his family and many friends. Stu Billett, with Ralph Edwards, gave a whole new dimension to daytime courtroom drama on a level that had never been done before because for the first time, reality set in. And that's really something special. He will be missed. Oh, incidentally, among the daytime game shows that Stu Billett worked on as associate producer was a little thing called Who Do You Trust? It was a show that made Johnny Carson a household name along with his sidekick, Ed McMahon. And he did it before they left to do The Tonight Show back on NBC in the early 1960s. Once again, Stu Billett passed away this past Friday, the co-founder, co-executive producer of the original People's Court, consultant on the current version, passed away this past Friday in Los Angeles. He leaves behind his family, many friends, and millions of people who, thanks to what he and Ralph Edwards and John Masterson did, along with Harvey Levin, the legal consultant who is still involved with the show today, gave us all a wonderful window into small claims court and how, as Doug Llewellyn still says, whenever you find you have a dispute with somebody, you can't make ends meet, don't take the law into your own hands. You take them to court and fight for your rights. Stu Billett provided that forum. And I think a lot of people are glad he did. Before we leave you, I also want to let you know that in case you missed Advertising Week New York last week, marvelous four-day event, Monday through Thursday, at the terrific Shops at Hudson Yards building. Check it out. Check coverage out at MediaVillage.com. It's MediaVillage.com, the Media Leadership website. I follow a number of stories. I'm planning a new one tomorrow. So if you want to check out the coverage of what took place at Adweek New York, first in-person event in 2 years, a lot of people came to the Hudson Yards all 4 days to catch it. Some very interesting panels and some very interesting developments. Check out coverage in MediaVillage.com. It's MediaVillage.com, the Media Leadership website. I hope you check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. And that's also where you can find episodes of Tomorrow Be Televised as well. So we do post them on a regular basis. So check out Tomorrow Be Televised and check out Media Village coverage of Adweek New York at MediaVillage.com, the media leadership website. Well, that will do it for this edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I want to thank Jeff Collins, the Executive Vice President of Sales at Fox News Media, the parent of Fox Weather, for joining us in the midst of day one of Fox Weather's existence. Again, Fox Weather is available on the Internet at foxweather.com, available on smart TV sets and smart devices in different ways, including through Tubi, Fox's multi-channel bundle. Coming up on our special edition Wednesday of Tomorrow Be Televised, our second of three episodes this week, we will have, from the new Tubi original movie that premieres Friday, Heartland Manor, co-writer and director Stephen R. Monroe. And from the new multi-channel bundle, Clix TV, co-founders Ed Sullivan, Patricia Sullivan, and former CNN executive Stacey John, who has been on our program two or three times in other executive positions, apart from CNN. That's all coming up on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up an episode you missed, we make it very, very easy for you. Just go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And check out our program on podcast. We turn around on podcast a few minutes after we go off the air, and you can catch it on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Verbal, Reason, iTunes, Spreaker Podcast, TuneIn.com, as well as Apple TV, and our special website, tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. That's tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. And if there's a website, or I should say a podcast site, you like that doesn't take our program, please be civil. Let them know you want to catch our show that way, and then let me know and who to contact, and we'll make a deal, just like we have with Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so forth. Remember, we love hearing from you, so email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter as well, and also LinkedIn, too. However you communicate, we do respond within 24 hours, and there's a very simple reason why. Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not affiliated with those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BTR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website maintenance is provided by PodSite, the Internet's new podcast destination. For more, go to podsite.io. Our web coordinator is guitarist Fakus. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For a free audio book or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. Makes a great gift for you or someone you love this upcoming holiday season, starting this weekend with Halloween. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday. If you're in the East Coast tomorrow, batten down the hatches. Do we have to do, because we've got a lot of rain coming your way. And, of course, thoughts and prayers to everybody dealing with the bomb cyclone in the Pacific Northwest as well as California. You have a lot more rain coming your way. Keep your fingers crossed. We understand that so far loss of life and property has been minimal, and it is helping the drought situation out there. We'll be back on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker TuneIn Radio, and our podcast affiliates as well. Whatever you're doing between now and then, please make it safe and make it great. If you haven't been vaccinated, check in with your doctor, go over your medical history, and then make a great choice and make it your choice. And remember, we are licking this pandemic. It's happening, and we're going to lick this pandemic now and forever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.